Why the fuck did you not clap?
I clapped. Oh, I'm sorry. See, you might not have heard it, but...
Oh, dude, this is Balakrishna.
First time I did this one, you can see the...
I didn't notice that at all. Hey guys, welcome back to the second episode...
Second episode, correct.
Of the day. Of the day.
Of the day.
Welcome back to Wicked Games. Yeah, this is why no girl comes to you, by the way.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm happy single.
You're happy single?
Yes.
It's a good thing.
I just
hear on a scale of 1 to 10, I hate to ask this, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your relationship?
Oh.
Your past relationship.
Your past relationship. Your previous one, the recent one.
Recent
one. I'm generally telling you, it was a 7.5.
What?
Even not bad.
Even after how
with,
it ended.
Yeah, with the story that you told us, 7.5. Okay.
Thing is, because it was so... It was going well and nothing was in my head. All of a sudden when the breakup bomb dropped on my head, I couldn't take it. I'm like, what the heck? No, none of you thought, you know, I would have broken up. Or I, no one... Like,
I know you wouldn't have broken up. One girl you got in your life, why the fuck will you break up? You know?
Can't treat one girl.
No, but you used to like drive 35-40 kilometers per day, no?
Yeah, that is why it reduced rating. Is
there a specific reason why your dad doesn't give you a car anymore? Is it because of that?
No, actually transfer, I don't think it was an issue because he was willing to travel, commute so much. And sometimes
at least I had money from the internship, so I could pay for my own fuel.
Oh. Asked you to keep the internship money where? For equipment, no?
Ah, yes. I'm fine. It's not bleeding.
Do you want to tell them what the fuck happened to you?
Oh,
yeah, we haven't even addressed the scrap band and stuff.
Yeah, actually.
I was gone from...
What is that dance step? That's some weird cult dance.
Basically, I fell off my bike and I didn't fall, sorry, I was hit.
You were hit?
Yeah, because if I say I fell off, you'd be like, driving skills, very, very, very nice.
I don't think I can talk about that because...
You should know how to drive.
Yeah.
That,
Anyway, get to the point, tell them why how you... How
basically,
you
I was driving to a restaurant with another guy behind me and the metro station has a smaller route to the left. And the main road.
This is the ITPL road.
This is the ITPL road for the people living in Bangalore. So, I was taking the left and there was a truck parked already, which was blocking one part of the road and I couldn't see if anyone was coming from wrong route. I already had a bad feeling. I'm like, wait, I should slow down even more. I was like 40-something and I was cutting in. I slowed down even more. Nicely, one guy in Splendor is coming. Straight in the middle. I'm like, yeah, you on the road, I'm coming. I tried cutting through, but then... Because of that, his bike was safe. His bike, modern one scratch. Splendor, God, I don't know who made it. But not one scratch. My bike, right side full gone. Left side also gone because I fell on the left. So,
there's a history with Vishnu that at times where he has to actually show proper ego and rage, he will never show.
Yeah.
And shit like this, he'll show.
With us, he'll be like this. I scolded him for not being harsh on the guy who hit him.
Bro, okay, so the guy who hit me was a security guy.
Doesn't matter, sell his fucking kidneys.
I can't do that on the road. But they were, his friends came and they were pleading, they're like, please don't enter, please don't file an FIR and all that. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
And how much did that cost you, by the way?
A lot, I can't say that, the numbers, but yeah.
Oh yeah, sure, those are your finances, no? That you can't tell anyone. Fucking
covered insurance.
5-digit number it was.
Yeah. Anyways, the guy who paid... Yeah, 5-digit number, the guy who paid me... Paid...
About 30k, just letting you know.
Yeah, and that guy paid me... And peace sign he gave him it.
And this guy, you hit anyone you want.
Who like it?
You hit everyone.
Yeah, you get pissed, you'll get hit.
Don't.
Oh!
In Taco 3 when we went, there is a punching machine. Which, you know, these case and all the punch and it records how
I took inspiration.
How much
he took it? Yeah, he got a 880 or something.
Oh shit! Good, my boy.
He got equal to a boxer's power.
Deji's apparently
not bad.
Something, yeah, something of his level. I'm like,
not bad.
He punches someone. They're going to coma.
Not bad.
But I didn't get the chance to beat someone up in their life.
I think you've gotten enough. I think you don't bottle up the rage, show it somewhere else.
Yeah.
At least it's in control. If you talk about the person who's holding the camera, so our number
of fights.
Oh, wait, what? Yeah, the number of fights has been a part
maybe
of.
Maybe he don't want to mention.
Yeah.
And anyways, yeah.
His face.
It's. Bro, it's horrendous. It's kind of sad actually to
find. No, you get into fights, but then those fights are not like scary fights. They're like my boy kind of fights. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just scared though. I just hope that's where it stays.
Let's hope.
Anyway.
Yeah,
if 2-3 bones of Vishnu's are broken, then we know who to come for.
Obviously.
Silent. Yeah. If I'm the turn, then me as well, yeah, definitely.
Okay, getting back to what happened to me, because of that I broke this hand, but kind of got completely.
We've been asking him to go.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. It's not healed.
Yeah, you mentioned what a hairline.
Yeah, but after that I don't know. It's gone, and then I had one cut here. My shin was gone. My knee, this knee was gone, and those are all just bruises. Nothing internal. This was gone completely.
Do you ride car? You don't.
I have a license.
What did I ask?
What are you answering?
Yes, I'm a
licensed driver.
You're an avid car rider.
I'm a licensed
driver.
I'm a licensed driver of India.
Shame on you.
Hey,
which gear you've done? One time he drove car. Oh my god. He got your shift to pick me up. I asked him to drive till there. Took us 15 minutes to cover 700 meters.
I was still learning.
Did you have your license back then?
I did.
Yeah. So you're still learning even after getting.
I mean, I remember what he.
I need to practice, guys.
Yeah.
We need to introduce him to the third gear.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to.
Our little friend turn.
But you also know what you shouldn't do while driving.
Yeah.
After you smoked up.
Oh.
Weird connection.
Yeah. And why are you looking at me and saying it?
I don't know. Just looking at you looks like
where
that
is
not. No, okay, fine. Let's generally talk about this. There's a big conversation going. Let's legalize weed in India.
Legalize weed?
In India.
Who are these people?
People who actually smoke up.
Right.
They really want to legalize weed in India with the argument that it would reduce crime in India.
What?
Illegal transactions of weed in India.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I have a few examples as to why that will not work. But do you know why it will not work? What do you think about legalizing weed in India? If you were to wake up one day, Modi will come in front of you just like demonetization.
Like, Mitro!
Weed legal hai!
Legal hai! Oh my god. Jeez.
What do you think would happen? It's a very fascinating topic because India is so culturally diverse, and at the same time it's the chaotic nature of this country that gives its character, right? But then the chaos, it cannot be regulated. So how the fuck do you think weed legalization will be nice in India?
I don't think it'll be nice.
Yeah,
if you ask me, I think it'll create a mayhem.
Yeah, like you step out, there'll be 15-year-old, 18-year-old just like
yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Disco
Diwani. I'm like this without only button. what I was saying is, like, most of India is already, when it comes to just not smoking cigarettes, is an issue. Because obviously they get addicted, and then some of them don't even know how to do it properly, but then just take it, just keep doing it.
Example.
But when it comes to.
Example.
Yeah, if not, yeah.
Example,
cigarettes. The electric cigarettes. The e-cigarettes.
Sorry, you want to talk about?
Maybe you shouldn't.
You want to talk? Well, which finger?
Nothing.
Which which finger is that? Oh, you're saying, got it.
Okay, okay. Got it.
Yeah, but I'm saying when it comes, when weed comes, it's...
See, weed, with
weed is already there.
Yeah. It's there. I'm saying when it becomes legal, because there'll be more people.
Hey, not
people.
Like we have seen it, we have heard it.
We're just talking
on speculation.
We heard from people.
On the record, we've
like,
not like
Sai.
Heard stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just heard of stuff, you know. We've heard like, you know, drugs going on here and there. It's just
correct.
We're just talking. It's an open conversation. See, I think with smoking cigarettes, I think it has to do more with the withdrawal of not having something in your hand all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about cigarettes.
Yeah, I know.
Smoking something else.
Why did you look at me again? Okay.
Yeah, talk about cigarettes.
I see. Please continue.
Yeah. No, this is what I've heard from a lot of people that who tried giving up cigarettes. Their problem is one is the addiction, and two is also being able to hold the cigarette in their hand. That's why e-cigarettes came into picture, right? Without tobacco, you get your nicotine fix. And at the same time, you hold a cigarette. But e-cigarettes are horrible for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're genuinely horrible.
Correct.
It's worse than, it can be worse than cigarettes.
E-cigarette also comes in flavors, and vape also does.
Both are the same thing.
Like, oh, they're same thing.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite flavor?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I know
Vishnu's is green apple.
Green apple? Okay.
Oh, it's chocolate. Sorry.
And so that's his watermelon.
I've never tried anything.
Anyways, yeah, continue.
Well, we cut it as necessary, don't worry.
We
have a very cute country.
Yeah, we are very diverse.
No, let's not talk about the country or the government. I'm just saying the people in the country.
We're very diverse.
Very diverse.
India is all Indians are brothers and
sisters. I love my brothers and sisters.
I love my country.
Macha, I'm not kidding. There are
I know.
No, I'm in Chennai, I'm saying. Where I live, there are multiple people over there just. Openly smoking up.
What?
Openly smoking up. Thing is, you cannot necessarily find out the difference between a joint and a cigarette from afar, right?
But still, like, what if a cop car just drives by?
It happens. You get caught also. You get raided.
Yeah.
And people who are actually smoking up openly are the people who have power. So they just get out in a day or two, even if they do get arrested. So that's the shit that happens. And yeah, more than that, I'm just talking, legalizing weed in India is very, it's a very tricky topic, because first of all, we don't have rules in smoking, first of all.
Yeah, funny story. So we're smoking, right? The other day, I think when we were playing cricket itself, I got out and then I was talking to this dude from your apartment, Vishnu's apartment. And then he's a guy who talks about funds and investment and all that. And then, I think you know who you talk about. So, and then he's like, bro, start talking, and he's like, bro, you know how ITC works, right, and all that.
And then I'm like,
okay, so you're investing. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why? Because humans will never stop smoking. So my money is in safe hands.
He should come to me like, bro, buy more cigarettes. I'm like, why? I'm like, my money is increasing. I'm like, bro. Where is he taking this?
I mean, his point is right.
It's a good point.
But
you know, there's... Okay, it's a very kiddish flashback and example. But do you know the movie Ravan? Ravan.
Vikram.
No, not that Ravan. Shahrukh Khan's Ravan.
Ravan.
In that, the kid and Ravan sit on a roof. And then they talk about the smoking packs ad. Like, you know, on a smoking packet it says,
right.
Smoking kills,
yeah.
Smoking causes cancer. And it has an advert on it.
Okay.
Right, and Ravan just spits general knowledge. Ravan
Alan Jeevan.
Jeevan spits, sorry editor, thank you.
Okay,
thank
okay.
You.
Vape is better.
So Jeevan spits a random fact saying that, the amount of people that are smoking in this country is reducing day by day. And the kid goes, oh damn, the advertisement is working on the back. He goes, no, it's actually coming true.
Fuck.
Yeah, so it's funny that way, but at the same time,
I remember the scene, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah.
But dude, there has to be so much infrastructure in place. Now, it's what happened in Amsterdam. The reason it's so well regulated in Amsterdam is because they legalized weed. In fact, that helped reduce the legal crimes, illegal crimes that happened in the country. And at the same time, the government is able to regulate the weed intake and outtake and stuff happening in the, over there. Now, people are trying to bring that argument into our country and say, legalize weed.
But our country is very diverse.
It's a very lovely country.
Actually, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm fine with weed as a concept. In fact, there is prescription weed, cannabis in the country.
Oh, right. Okay.
There are cannabis stores in Bangalore, multiple of them, where you can go and get prescription cannabis if you want.
Oh.
But like, it's completely not legalized widely. But if... If it does, I just don't trust our people.
Yeah.
There might be multiple Vishnus, multiple Sahils, just...
Why me again?
The full disclosure, none of us have like experienced any of that shit.
Sahil wanted to at a time.
Oh, really?
His logic about life was, you live only once, I want to try everything and then die.
YOLO it.
YOLO.
YOLO everything.
Yeah, I know another...
Anyway, speaking of weed, you have some stories to tell, no?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's nearby a pub, and like a lot of times there's like car patrolling happening, and if I go at night and I just go through that street,
sure,
I see a lot of people, holding shit in their hands, which I don't want to mention. And like I know a few people, that is also an issue right now, which I don't want to break up.
What exactly happened in that? You know a story that happened in the hotel, right? Which is
the
hilarious.
Hotel. That is someone I know. I mean, they almost got caught, is what I remember. But that is not even through like, you know, let's say the cops or nothing. It's just like the staff might have just figured out what they were doing in the hotel room. Like a group of people. That's because of how much they smoked up. because they called him up saying that, you know, we have an issue. We need something. And then the staff was like, yeah, I'll come to your room.
They ordered some food or something, right?
Oh, the food issue was fine. Because that was because a lot of people were there. And usually hotel rooms won't let a lot of people in, right? There'll be like max 4 people in a room is fine or something. They have their own policies. But when you have so many, you can't just be like, yeah, I have a lot of people. And then the security will be like, hey, get them out and shit. Because if they get caught, there's going to be a lot of other shit they'll check. So, one, the staff almost caught them is what I thought is because they smoked up a lot. And there was so much smoke that when the guy came in, he was literally like, where is the freaking, you know, dead? Where is the guy?
They're like, hey, bar, like, where is, where?
Do you guys know the story of when I got raided by cops?
Oh, yeah, you told me. I mean,
there's a lot of shit happening in Chennai, so I can't keep track of the shit that's happening, so please cover us up again.
Yes, I'll tell you. So, this is in the month of June. I live with 2 flatmates. One of the flatmates has left for vacation, but I had to stay back for my lab shift.
And by vacation, he means rehab. Okay, continue.
Huh? He went to Kerala to have beef parota. That's what he did.
Okay.
Beef and parota.
Yes. So, so we were sleeping. Me and my flatmate were asleep, and this is at around 6:30 or 7 a.m. in the morning. We hear multiple doorbells just ringing. The bell is just ringing continuously. We're like, what the fuck is happening, right? We're like,
door color.
No, they didn't say anything.
Raw.
Police. No, so they were actually pretty subtle. Oh. So we were not very, we were like, oh.
Like milkman.
we were like, okay, who might have come? But at the same time, who the fuck will come at this
early
time,
morning,
right?
Yeah.
Because no one comes. No one is supposed to come at this time. So Karthik, my friend, he goes and he opens the door and there's a swarm of cops just entering inside the room.
Oh, your room.
No, that's like the flat. They're just inside the flat. They're like, one of them goes, she's checking the kitchen, and then they're like multiple officers.
I'm not kidding. He'll wake up like, her dream.
No, that's exactly what happened. I'll tell you. So, so we have only AC in the living room. So, I'm sleeping on the floor, right?
Okay.
So, I'm sleeping on the floor. I have a blanket in here. I am wearing boxer shorts, by the way.
She must have tripped. Hey, Utah, man. Like,
oh, okay, good night. Are you going to take the blanket and look it up? Once I get coming. Fuck, I'm having flashes of our action, but it's fucking hilarious. So I had blanket on my face, right? And then I see cops coming in. I open, I get up. I'm sitting. I'm looking at everyone. I'm like doing this and doing everything. So I have this habit of like, you know, when I get up very anxiously and I go back to sleep again. So I got up, I saw cops. I did this. I went back to sleep.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Yeah, I went back to sleep again. But I'm like, fuck, wait, cops are here. I got up and I'm still sitting only.
Put his blanket
back. I'm still putting my blanket here. I'm checking everyone going and everything. And I got up, I tidied myself up and everything. And then the cops are checking the food, the chappal stand. There are cops, they're checking the kitchen. They're opening the washing machine and checking inside.
What is Karthik doing all this time?
So Karthik is the only Tamilian in the room. So he's asking them what happened. We can't do that shit. That's the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
We can't do that,
shit,
right?
Yeah.
Like, we can't just be like, where the fucking warrant and everything.
Yeah.
Like, why warrant? What are you hiding? And,
yeah.
And it's the entire apartment is like a student populated thing, right? So they'll fuck us up. We know that. So we couldn't say anything. We were cooperative. They're coming, they're checking. So the doors are closed. Doors to our rooms are closed.
So cooperate in case like, actually, uncle, do you want coffee or chai? Like,
coffee, tea.
He was like, whose room is this? My room only was asking. I was like, it's my room. They're like, open. I was like, okay, fine. I open the door. And he's going and like, he's checking and everything. He's asking how many people stay. I'm like, sir, 3 people stay in the house and stuff. And they're like, open the cupboards. So I'm fucking sleepy, right? I don't know what the fuck is happening. I don't know what is happening. I even asked in Tamil, what is happening? He's not answering. He's like, open the cupboards. I'm opening the cupboards. I'm showing the clothes to him and everything. I'm like, okay, fine. And he walks out. And he's checking Naveen's room and everything. He didn't tell me what Karthik's room, I think. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think they went to Karthik's room. But then the main SI or CI person, they were talking to Karthik. And I think apparently one of the officers who went and checked the kitchen. So we had cooked food in last night. They're like, oh, you guys cook your own food. Very nice, very nice. And she's complimenting. We just woke up. We don't know what's happening. She's complimenting.
You made dosa.
Yeah, actually made dosa.
Love.
No, but Karthik, no, is a fucking dual character. He's genuinely a very crazy guy, but when he has to like act all put it, yes sir.
Chetni tamarind.
So then apparently the CI guy he gave his number to Karthik and he took Karthik's number on a notebook.
Okay.
And then he's like, okay.
Eventually went on a date.
So
it's like, so the chutney recipe.
So the chutney recipe enne. Okay, two coconuts. One tomato. Oh, one day tomato. Okay. No, but like the guy was like, yeah, if you see any crime here, just give me a call and everything.
Sure, sir. They close the door. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, no, Karthik actually like, yeah, sir. Definitely, sir. Enna prachna irukku, I will call you, sir. Everything, okay? Prachna means problem.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
Tamil actor you are.
Vijay Talapathist.
Talapathist.
Fan.
Yeah. So, and then the cops leave and we're scratching our heads. Like, what the fuck just happened, man, and everything. And then I asked Karthik what happened because Karthik spoke to them. Uh-huh. Apparently, there had been a kidnap. There had been a kidnapping in the apartment a day prior to that, a day or two prior to that, and they're checking all houses. And they took a registry where it was mentioned that along with our flat, there are multiple other flats like that where people are just simply saying, yeah, we're visitor to this flat, so we're, and they're entering. And apparently our flat was one of those flats which had a lot of traffic and a lot of transaction. And we're like, no. It's just me and Karthik who are living. We have no idea who is coming, who is leaving.
It's come to a point where they thought of their couples.
Yeah, so apparently people are doing, they're making fake agreements, fake rental agreements, and then they're showing it. They live in N101, likewise other flats as well. And there's an entering. And they came to check who was staying here illegally and everything, show rental agreement, whatever and everything. And yeah, apparently that happened. And they just left. So that's the fucked up thing. Yeah. And I was like, bro, fuck, dude, it's getting late to lab. I'll leave. So I left. And Karthik was like, yeah, I'll take a bath and come. So he took a bath. Apparently, after, as soon as he took a bath, the security guards of the apartment came and started questioning him. Who are you? Where is the rental agreement? What did cop ask you?
Everything. Who are you?
Like, sir, I just took a bath.
Yeah, that's what. He's like, that poor guy came like half an hour or 45 minutes late to lab. My god. Yeah, that was one hell of an experience.
This is why you shouldn't legalize weed.
Yeah, this is one of the things.
He actually steals our thunder when he's drunk.
That is true. You know, give Vishnu Old Monk at night and ORS in the morning. That's how it goes here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening, viewing. Leave some reviews down there. Hope you're having a good time. See you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.